When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Have you ever noticed two guys talking about automobiles? Bro, 0 to 100 in 8 seconds. Bro, 250 bhp. Bro, so much talk, you'll shit your pants. ऐसी कुछ लिंगो आपको सुनाई पड़ेगी जब दो पेट्रोल हेड्स आपस में बात करते हैं। और आप में से कुछ लोग ये भी सोचते होंगे कि यार, it'll cost me a kidney to get a car like that. But what if I tell you that your existing car is capable of pulling off some off the chart numbers? कैसे? Let's find out.
This is HD Auto Nation.
Hi guys, welcome to yet another episode of HT Auto Nation. This is your host Vipin and I bring you the latest khabar of the automobile industry along with answers to the questions that you might have about your current or next to be car or bike. So guys, jaisa ki maine aapko bataya ki aapki existing car ya bike is capable of producing some off the chart numbers in obviously power, torque, acceleration, etc. Kaise? So isko achieve karne ke kai tarike hain. And one of the most important ways is an ECU remap. So, हमारे जिन listeners को ये ECU remap एक alien terminology लग रही है, उनके लिए मैं बता देता हूँ. So, क्या है कि आपकी गाड़ी fuel पे चलती है, right? और वो fuel engine में जाता है. और उस engine में उस fuel को burn करने के लिए certain ratio of fuel और air की ज़रूरत होती है. और ये ratio क्या होगा, ये कौन decide करता है? तो पहले ये काम कार्बोरेटर्स करते थे जो पुरानी गाड़ियों में होता था. फिर टाइम आया MPFI इंजिन्स का, मल्टीपर्पस फ्यूल इंजेक्शन, जो एक्चुअली कंप्यूटर चिप होता है जो आपके इंजन में एयर और फ्यूल के मिक्सचर को डिसाइड करता है, वॉल्व ओपनिंग एंड क्लोजिंग टाइमिंग्स को डिसाइड करता है. और आई थिंक पिछले 2 से ज्यादा डेकेड्स से यही गाड़ियां चली आ रही हैं. सो योर कार इज नाउ बेसिकली कंट्रोल्ड बाय अ कंप्यूटर चिप एंड द प्रोग्राम इंस्टॉल्ड ऑन दैट कंप्यूटर चिप is called an ECU. So, आप में से बहुत सारे लोग शायद ये नहीं जानते हैं, but the car that you buy from the manufacturers are basically capable of producing more power, more torque, and they are capable of accelerating much faster than how they are actually sold to you. अब इसका क्या reason है? Reason being, हमारे देश में कुछ ऐसा tax structure है कि गाड़ी का जितना ज़्यादा horse power होगा, आपको उतना ही ज़्यादा पैसा देना पड़ेगा. Now coming back to the topic, कि ECU remap काम कैसे करता है? Okay, so there are certain companies that manufacture the ECU remaps for certain cars. I think India mein sabse zyada jo car retuned ki gayi hai wo meri nazar mein hai Volkswagen Polo GT TSI or GT TDI. Reason, the car itself offers a lot of possibilities to to work upon, and not only Polo GTI but Skoda Octavia, two of my most favorite cars when it comes to ECU remaps or mods done. Then there's ECU remap available for Swift, Hyundai Verna, Endeavor, Fortuner, BMWs, Audis, Mercedes, lots of cars. So there are companies who make these softwares, and these softwares can be installed into the car's computer by overwriting the program that's already there by the help of an OBD tool. OBD means onboard diagnostics. So there's an OBD tool which connects to the OBD port of the car via a computer, or the computer would have OBD software or a company provided software to override the program pre-installed on the car. The total process takes about 10 minutes and bam, your car is on steroids now. So ek ECU remap kis tarah se performance badhata hai aapki car ki? जैसा कि मैंने आपको बताया कि यू नो द ऑनबोर्ड कंप्यूटर डिसाइड्स हाउ मच यू नो अमाउंट ऑफ एयर एंड फ्यूल इज मिक्स्ड इन व्हाट रेशियो एंड देन डिलीवर्ड इनटू योर यू नो कंबस्टन चेंबर्स. सो बेसिकली अ न्यू सॉफ्टवेयर वुड ऑल्टर दीज क्वांटिटीज, जिसकी वजह से लेट्स से मोर फ्यूल इज पम्प्ड इनटू द इंजन, मोर एयर इज प्रोवाइडेड टू द इंजन. The more fuel burns, the more power is generated. So as a result, let's say आपका engine अभी currently 90 bhp deliver कर रहा है, so it can by so after an ECU remap, you can easily expect a gain of about 30-35%. So a car that's producing about 90 bhp's currently can be retuned via an ECU remap to produce about 115-120 bhp easily, resulting in better acceleration, better throttle response, and hence a smile on your face when you push that pedal. And now if you ask me, almost almost every car has got a ECU remap option available. You have ECU remaps for almost every Audi car, you have remaps for almost every Mercedes car, almost every BMW car, and yeah, I'm talking about in India. And you've got remaps for most of the Volkswagen cars, the Polo GT TSI, the Vento, the Passat. You have remaps for almost every Skoda car. One of my favorites is, like I said, Skoda Octavia. So if you are looking to unleash the full potential of what that, you know, engine under the hood is capable of producing, I think you should go for an ECU remap. And the same goes for bikes as well. Not every bike, of course, but almost every sports bike has got an ECU remap option today. Even bikes like TVS Apache RR or the Bajaj Dominar, they have ECU remaps option available. So it's not that it's remaps are only for the expensive toys. Now, ECU remap works in two different ways. One is, like I already mentioned, that you can get the remap done by completely overwriting the software pre-installed on your chip, on your car's computer chip. But another option is a tuning box. So if in case you don't want to tamper with the original software that's there. And by the way, when you get ECU remap tuning, so the tuner usually saves your original remap file with him, and just in case you wish to go back to the previous settings, you can always overwrite the original program on the tweaked one. Yeah, so the tuning box. So what a tuning box does is, basically, it's an additional, small hardware that is basically installed in the engine bay, and it bypasses the original software and makes the engine and forces the engine to use the software that's installed on the tuning box. And depending upon what tuning box you go for, so you can choose to drive on a sports mode or economy mode or the stock mode. Stock mode being the original car software. And the thing about tuning boxes is you can install them yourself, without having to need an expert hand. You can just, look through the manual or the, YouTube videos of how to do it, and you can install the thing by yourself. Now it's time we address other concerns that that come with an ECU remap. Concerns being, how safe is it? Does it void your car's warranty? So attending to the first question, how safe is an ECU remap? ECU remaps are pretty safe because, like I said, when your original manufacturer, when your manufacturer delivers the car to you, that car is, let's say, if it's capable of delivering a performance of 100, so they tune it in a more than safe way to deliver, let's say, a figure of 70, an output of 70. One of the examples is Mahindra TUV. So the TUV, when it first came, it used to have an MHawk 80 engine. MHawk 80 used to deliver about 84 or 85 bhps, but later on, right after 1 year, they rebranded the same engine as MHawk 100, which is the same engine but with a different tuning. So the same engine was capable of producing 100 bhps. And how is that possible? Because because of what I told you. So this is what an ECU remap does to your car. So yes, it is absolutely safe to go for it. Now, does it void your warranty? So tracing an ECU remap is not that easy. God forbid, unless and until aapke engine mein kuch major problem aa jati hai, tabhi koi car workshop aapke ECU remap ko check karegi. Otherwise, general servicing or jo aapka routine car maintenance hota hai, usme they do not touch your ECU remap. They don't even bother to, because most of them at the workshop are not trained to attend to those settings. So it is not easily traceable. But if found out and your car is under warranty, yes, your warranty will be void. But in that case, like I said, you can always go for a tuning box, which preserves the original settings of your car while delivering you the, higher numbers. Now, is ECU remap alone enough for that extra performance that you need? No. However, ECU remaps do provide, good spike in numbers. But if you really want to get the best out of your car, so along with an ECU remap, you might want to consider an air intake revision. You might want to consider getting your suspension tuned. You might want to consider getting new tires. You might want to consider to, revise your exhaust system. And to take things further up a notch, there are stage 2 and stage 3 remaps available, which are done after ticked all the boxes of the stage 1 remap. Remaps that I told you, the air intakes, the exhaust system, and the first stage of installing the remap software. And then people go ahead even more further and they, get their spark plugs, replaced by racing spec spark plugs. They even alter the valve timings. Yeah, so overall, I think if you are keen on exploring and getting that extra, and adding that extra, muscle to your car, so go for it. And now it's time for
HD Automation Expert Tip.
So guys, aaj main aap logon ko tip yahi dunga ki if Indian families mein agar aapke ghar mein ek gaadi hai aur wahi car aapki family use karti hai, and if you face a certain ambiguity should you go for an ECU remap on that car or not, what if agar kuch kharab ho gaya to, if you think the stakes are very high, then don't go for it. You might want to consider buying a second hand hatchback, which comes in pretty cheap, and then try or satiate your hunger. Aap apni bhook mita sakte hain tuning ke un gaadiyon ke upar. So I would recommend you find out who is a qualified tuner in your locality. If you stay in Delhi NCR, then you might want to head to Gurugram. There are some pretty good tuners available. I always recommend to go with a professional hand and do it under or do it under someone's supervision who is trained at it, and enjoy that newly found power of your car. So guys, I hope you liked this episode of HD Auto Nation. For any question or feedback, you can reach me on my Instagram handle @Arohaka. So this is how it's spelled, Arohaka, Arohaka. Find me on Instagram and do follow @HTSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now we are on Clubhouse too. To listen to more such podcasts, you can log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. And now it's time to wrap up this episode of HT Auto Nation. See you guys real soon with another exciting episode. Till then, take care, bye-bye, and namaste.
You were listening to HT Auto Nation. Auto Nation.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.